Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we looked at yesterday, we started to identify historical narratives, and this is one of those type of literatures that we see in the Bible that people most often misrepresent. And what they will do more often than not, mostly by cultic groups, by the way, is that they will take a historical narrative and they will try to get it to teach a doctrine. The first principle when you come to a historical narrative is to recognize the fact that historical narratives do not directly teach doctrine. That's not the design that they have. They are not for the purpose of giving instruction, but they are for the purpose of recording things that actually happened. So when we see things in Scripture, we can have to look to say, is this a historical narrative, and what specifically is it trying to teach? Because sometimes it's trying just to report what actually happened. So narratives do not always record what should happen. They simply record what did happen. So the Bible is 100% accurate when it records what did happen. But we have to realize that just because it happened doesn't mean God gives approval to it. This is a very important thing when you come to historical narratives, and this is a thing that many people get wrong. So we're going to continue with historical narratives tomorrow, but I want to focus in on this, is when you come to a historical narrative, don't try to make it say more than it actually says. Look at what it says and know that that is an accurate history being recorded.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.